Hi, this is Dave Conover, Education Director for Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, and this is Your Environment. Back in the 1950s and 60s, the Hudson River was notorious for the garbage that could be found in it. Junk cars, barrels of waste, tires, and trash of all kinds were dumped into it. Combined with the sewage and toxic chemicals, the once mighty river became an industrial canal. Thanks to the combined efforts of Clearwater and other groups supporting an informed and motivated citizenry, the Clean Water Act was passed in 1972. This law helped stem the flow of toxic chemicals and upgraded woefully inadequate wastewater treatment plants. The river recovered, trash piles were converted into parks, and the river became an asset to waterfront communities. All of this is part of the Hudson success story. However, there is a new problem that is impacting New York waters, one in which sewage treatment and community river cleanups aren't enough to solve. This problem is microbead plastics. When we think of plastic pollution, we often think of the dreaded six-pack rings that entangle wildlife or plastic grocery bags dangling from neighborhood trees. Microbead plastics are more insidious. They are tiny particles, 1 millimeter or less, that have been incorporated into products like cosmetics, scrubs, and toothpaste to serve as abrasives. As unsightly as floating bags and bottles can be, microbeads pose unique challenges for cleanup. They can pass right through wastewater treatment plants into the nearest lake or river. Once there, these tiny particles mimic plankton that may be mistaken for food by fish. They can also absorb toxic chemicals on their surfaces, turning them into miniature poison pills, making it easier for environmental toxins to accumulate up the food chain and potentially harming fish and wildlife. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has proposed legislation called the Microbead Free Waters Act. This law, which has passed the New York State Assembly, would prohibit the distribution and sale of any personal care product in New York State that contains microbeads of 5 millimeters or less. Researchers from SUNY Fredonia have been studying the extent of microbead pollution in Lake Erie and have found it to be an emerging problem. Clearwater will be starting a sampling program this summer in the Hudson River using a device called a manta trawl, which will allow us to see what extent microbead plastics are present in the estuary. Students who sail with us will get the chance to use the equipment, record data, and report on what they find. We hope this citizen science project will not only gather useful data, but also inspire interest in environmental research. We can all help by researching the products that we use and avoid those likely to contain these microbeads. In general, our consumption of plastic products and packaging wastes energy and causes pollution. We should find ways in our lives to reduce our use of plastic bags and all disposable plastic products. Plastics from the river eventually enter the ocean, and the great ocean garbage patches of floating plastics that kill birds, turtles, and fish have become another toxic legacy to the environment. Let's take action to turn this situation around. We have a history of making environmental comeback stories a reality in the Hudson Valley. This is Dave Conover, Education Director for Clearwater, and this has been Your Environment.